KORN News Radio Sports. It is Monday, May 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. USD and South Dakota State combined for 6 event titles and several school records Saturday at the Summit League Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Fargo. The Coyotes crowned 3 champions on the final day of the meet. Freshman Kenya Harris won the women's triple jump with a leap of 41 feet, 6.5 inches, the second best mark in school history. Jaden Domino captured the men's 110-meter hurdles with a personal best time of 13.63 seconds, while Marlene Mula won the women's pole vault, clearing 14 feet, 11 inches. USD finished third in the men's standings and fourth on the women's side. For SDSU, Ethan Fisher highlighted the meet by shattering the school discus record with a throw of nearly 200 feet, 197 feet 9 inches to win the event. Not only did Fisher break the school record, he also broke the Summit League meet record. The Jackrabbits added 2 more individual titles as Lucas Flemmer won the men's 400 in just under 47 seconds, and Brandon Campson claimed the men's 800 meter in 1 minute 49 seconds. The SDSU men finished second in the team standings. The women came in fifth. Both the teams now prepare for the NCAA West first round beginning on May 27th. 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers returning to the Pittsburgh Steelers on a 1-year contract, according to multiple reports over the weekend. Rodgers was the Steelers' quarterback last year. They did win the AFC North. He had 24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. This upcoming season will be Rodgers' 22nd in the NFL, and it could be the final year of his career. Rodgers will now reunite with his former head coach, Mike McCarthy, who was hired by the Steelers in January after longtime coach Mike Tomlin stepped down. Rodgers and McCarthy previously spent 13 seasons together with the Green Bay Packers, winning 1 Super Bowl and also earning 2 MVP awards. New York Mets stunned the New York Yankees yesterday 7-6 to take 2 out of 3 in the series. The Mets had lost 91 consecutive games after trailing by 8 innings. Tyrone Taylor tied the game with a 3-run home run in the 9th off of Yankee closer David Bednar with 2 outs. And then Mets rookie Carson Bang hit the game ender, a bouncer in the 10th, as the Mets come back to beat the Yankees. Also, very exciting game yesterday in Chicago as the White Sox beat the Cubs 9-8 to Chicago's Edward Cuero. Hit his first home run of the season, a 2-run shot to win it in the 10th. The Dodgers, they swept their weekend series over the Angels, winning yesterday 10-1. The Dodgers outscored the Angels 31-3 over the 3 games. Roky Sasaki got the win, allowing just 1 run with 8 strikeouts over 7 innings. Cleveland would hit 6 home runs yesterday, 2 of them from Kyle Manzardo, their most in a game since 2013, as the Guardians defeated the Cincinnati Reds 10-3. Salvador Perez would homer and drove in both runs yesterday as the Kansas City Royals snapped a 6-game losing streak, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0. The Tampa Bay Rays, they earned their 18th win in their past 22 games with a 6-3 victory yesterday versus Miami. Tampa Bay has the best record in the American League at 30-15. Philadelphia's Zach Wheeler pitched 7 shutout innings while Bryce Harper hit a home run off of Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens as the Phillies beat the Pirates 6-0 to sweep their 3-game series. San Diego's Gavin Sheets had 2 home runs, drove in 4 last night as the Padres beat the Mariners 8-3. San Diego won all 6 games this season versus the Mariners. And the Atlanta Braves, they've got the best record in baseball. They would beat the Red Sox yesterday 8-1. They would get 6 shutout innings from Grant Holmes and also a 3-run home run from Austin Riley. Atlanta with the best record in baseball at 32-15. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.